Okay, I want to welcome everybody that's here with me or anybody listening online or anybody that will be listening later. It is always awesome to come to you bringing God's truth, trying to edify the brethren with the truth, spirit and truth, right? John 4:24. I hope everyone is striving and doing well today, seeking after the kingdom of God. As I get to this lesson, I always like to remind people, get a pencil, piece of paper, write down the verses I go over, because I don't generally do them slow so that we can get the recording done in a reasonable amount of time. I want you to go back, read the verses, meditate on it. It's not enough to read God's word. We want to read it. We want to meditate on it. We want to understand it. We want to rightly apply it to our lives. And then, of course, we want to obey it. So write down these verses that we're going to go over, and you can go back, read them, and let them absorb into you. So today I want to bring to the body the teaching. My teaching is called Hold Fast to What? Hold Fast to What? Now, I don't have to remind anybody, we're living in dark days. The world is very, very growing into much evil, much confusion, much fear. We see a lot of people pulling away from the true faith. We see a lot of people teaching false ways, confusion of the enemy. And so I wanted to bring a topic today that would just encourage the saints from God's word, the admonition to hold fast. So we're going to look at a bunch of scriptures about holding fast. And then we're going to talk about what we're holding fast to. And I think you're going to see it come together. And maybe it'll make sense for some of you that know me or know my teaching and go, why is he always focusing on that stuff? You're going to see why at the end of this teaching. So let's get started right here. We're going to go to Job chapter 2, verse number 3. Job chapter 2, verse 3. And he says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Thou hast considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest against him to destroy him without cause." Wow, the book of Job is an amazing book. So here we see holding fast. God says Job is holding fast to his integrity. That word integrity in the Hebrew is tumah, and what it means? Innocence. Think of that. Innocence before God. That means not sinning. That means, of course, you have faith. You're walking in his ways. It's like a small little child before a parent. He's perfect if he's obeying his parent. He's innocent before God. So we see that Job was holding fast in integrity and innocence. Let's go to Job chapter 27, verse 6. Job 27, verse 6. And it says, "My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul, will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him?" So here we see in this verse the battle between righteousness, unrighteousness. That's obeying God, not sinning. That's living a life outside of God and living in sin. So here we see, what is Job holding fast to? Righteousness. And I always like to tell people, righteousness, a good way to describe it, is the words right in there, right. What is right before God? If you're righteous, you're doing what is right before God. So Job was holding fast also to righteousness. Next verse we're going to look at, talking about hold fast, is Proverbs 4, verse 13. Proverbs 4, verse 13. "Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not into the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away." So here, the writer of Proverbs is talking about instruction. Well, that's God's commands, his ordained ways, his doctrine means instruction, It's what God's word tells us we need to be walking in. So they're holding fast to the instruction and the doctrines and the commands of God. Now, let's describe some of these words. That word fast means just what it sounds like. It means quick or speedily. And the word hold, chazak in the Hebrew. I like this. It says to be strong, to be courageous, to fasten upon, to prevail, to be firm, secure, and stout. So think of like a big old tree in a yard or a big old rock. That thing's immovable. It stands there. It can't be budged. That's what we're to be in the doctrines and the commandments of God. So I think those are good examples. We're to make fast and hold to the commandments and the truth of God. That's what the writer of Proverbs was holding to there. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 5. Now this again describes something we're not focusing on, but I'm just going to take you down this path a little bit. So we're told to hold fast to all these good things from God, but we know in the Bible there were evil people, sinful people, stiff-necked people that hold fast in the wrong direction. Jeremiah 8, verse 5. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. So in this case, they're holding fast to rebellion, evil, sin, pushing against God's word, God's commandments. Let that never be so of God's true people. So just wanted to throw that in there, the negative idea, holding fast to the wrong things. We see lots of people do that. We need to be holding fast to what God's word commands us to. So moving into the New Testament now. 1 Thess 5, verse 21. 1 Thess 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. So here, the word fast in Greek is, it's called kecho. Kecho. It's to hold down, to seize, to keep in memory, to retain. We're retaining the word, okay? Or excuse me, we're retaining what is good, all right? Hold fast to that which is good. And the word good is kalos in the Greek, and it means whatever precious, suitable, admirable, beautiful. In this context, it's talking about whatever would be righteous and approved by God, appropriate to God. So we're holding fast and firm and seizing everything that which is good and true in the Word of God. Isn't that beautiful? So if we look at other verses, I wanted to throw this in here. One of my favorite verses, a good companion verse, is Philippians 4, 7 through 9. It goes well with this one. Philippians 4, 7 through 9. I use this all the time. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, there's that word good, if there be any virtue, that word good also means virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the peace of God shall be with you. So Paul was modeling that for us via the Holy Spirit. And so that Philippians 4, 7 through 9 goes good with us seizing and holding fast to that which is good. Let's move on to 2 Thess chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Thess 2, verse 15. And it says, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by word or epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and given everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and good work. So I really like that there. Stand fast and hold into what? He's holding into the traditions of the New Testament ways. not denominations, not the culture, not the flesh. He's holding to the doctrines of the apostles, the prophets that are given. This word here, fast, in the Greek is a little bit different, is stecho. It means preserve, persist, be stationary. Again, think of a big old tree, a big old rock, a big old truck that you can't even budge. It's dead. It won't start. Think of that. There's something that just is immovable. That's what we're to be when it comes to these traditions, the truth, and the Word of God, holding fast. And another good verse. I know this is one of my favorite ones. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. And it says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. That's another verse that kind of goes along with that. Be strong, stand fast in the faith, buffering for us, holding us fast to the Word and the truth of God. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 through 14. 1 Timothy 1, 12 through 14. For which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against the day, that day. Hold fast to the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing, there's that word again, which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost with which dwelleth in us. So here we see we're commanded, these are all commands, to hold fast, that's what we're teaching about, holding fast, to sound words, faith, and the love in Christ that holds us by the Spirit. That says a lot right there. I don't really think that needs much explanation. The sound words of Paul, the faith that we all hold to in Christ, and the Spirit that dwells in us if we're born again by the gospel, that's how we're holding fast. That word sound, by the way, where he says sound words, if you look it up, the real root meaning of it is true and in doctrine. That's the sound word, true and in doctrine. Doctrine means instructions in the Word of God. All right, moving on. Titus 1, verses 8 and 9. Now, this is for teachers and elders, but really anybody that shares the gospel, or ladies that encourage and counsel other people, or men that aren't teachers or evangelists or elders, it falls to everybody. But it's talking specifically about teachers. It says, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word which he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to both exhort and to convince the gainsayers. So again, this is specifically in context talking about elders, teachers, but all of us in the faith have parts of that. Whether you're a mother, you're a sister, you're a brother, you're a teacher, you're an elder. If you're sharing the Word of God, you better make sure that you're studied and you're doing it faithfully in the Word you've been taught. Make sure you're living and walking in sound doctrine. So that's the command here, that we're to hold fast to the Word. Truth, sound doctrine, not just our own ideas, our own thoughts, our own man-made ways, our own man-made traditions. Nope. Holding fast to sound doctrine. That means instruction in the Word of God. Moving to the book of Hebrews. So we're seeing a pattern here. All these holding fasts. Okay, just keep that in mind as I'm going through these holding fasts. Then we're going to cover at the end all the things that the Bible tells us in these verses to hold fast to. Hebrews 3. 6 through 8. Hebrews 3, 6 through 8. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, to the day, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. So, holding fast here, this is meaning to carry, to grasp, to retain, to seize, to take hold of. This pattern here, we see it all through here, holding fast. And confidence here in the Greek is parisia, and it means blunt, assurance, and bold. I really like that. So picture you're out in a lake and you're drowning and someone throws you a lifeline. Imagine the lifeline is Jesus, the gospel. How tight, how firm, how bold are you going to be holding onto that rope that's going to pull you to safety? That's what this is talking about here. Holding on to Christ and the Word as we would hold onto that lifeline that pulls us to safety. So here we're commanded to hold firm to our confidence as the house of God in Christ, right? Isn't that awesome? We're holding fast to our confidence that we're the house of God in Christ, and we're enduring to the end. That's pretty important right there. All right, Hebrews chapter 4, 14 through 16. Hebrews chapter 4, 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed unto the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So here again, we see the pattern holding fast. We're commanded, these are all commands, to hold fast to our profession, our testimony. The profession is our faith, our testimony, what God is doing in us, in Christ, who is our high priest, that allows us to come boldly to the throne for the grace and help of God. Wow, that is glorious right there. That's what we're holding fast to. Remember, stern, bold, seizing, taking hold of. That's what we need to be doing as we walk this faith life if we're going to endure to the end. Let's move into the book of Revelation. Revelation 2, 24 and 25. Revelation 2, 24 and 25. But unto you, this is Jesus speaking here, unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many have not this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. So Christ isn't telling the body to hold fast till he comes. There's that word. The Greek word here is a little different for hold, is krato. It means same thing really though. Seize, obtain, retain. Seize your faith. Seize the truth of God. Seize the things of God. Seize what's good. Obtain it, retain it, hold on to it like a life rope. Cling to it. Hold fast to it. Don't just believe in it. Hold fast, cling to it. He's commanding us to hold fast to the doctrines that they learned, not to false doctrine. Because if you read Revelation 2, he's warning some of the bodies of things they've left. So he's telling them, cling fast, hold fast to what you have learned. That's the doctrine. That's the instruction from the Word of God. Next chapter, Revelation 3, verses 3 through 4. Revelation 3, 3 through 4. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I shall come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in a white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. I love that area of scripture. This word fast here in the Greek is terio. This one has like a military meaning to it. To keep watch, to keep guard, to keep your eye upon, to be like a fortress. I like that. To be like a fortress. So that is what we're supposed to be doing, holding fast because of our faith and our repentance, to be like a fortress to the things of God, to not defile, hey, there's that word, garments. Yeah, go do a study. That's tunics and robes. Yeah, look it up. Tunics and robes. That's what we get. That's what we should be wearing right now. We're going to get that in white. And there's your faith and works tied together, where he says, they have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me, for they are worthy. That's the righteousness I talk about. We need Christ's perfect righteousness. There's the righteousness of us walking in the doctrines of our Lord. So, like a fortress, holding fast, Jesus here is commanding the bodies to hold fast again to doctrine, to not sin, and don't defile your robe. Don't defile yourself before this holy God. Let's go to Revelation 3. Let's see, did I do that one yet? Nope, Revelation 3, 10 through 12. Revelation 3, 10 through 12. But thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him my name of God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. How exciting to hear what's going to happen in the future. Hold that fast which thou hast. This is a command. It's that word credo, to seize, to keep with power. And what do we have? Well, think about it. We have our faith. We have our testimony. We have the brethren. We have holiness. We have truth. We have obedience. We have the gospel. Most of all, we have Christ himself via the Spirit. He tells us to hold fast to all of that. So those are the verses I wanted to share with you. And I want to frame this. How do we walk through this dark world in these last days? How do we endure? How do we remain in the faith? How do we keep? We all know people that are falling away. How do we keep from falling away? We hold fast. And the purpose of this teaching is to remind you to hold fast. How to hold fast with power, with strength, seize, hold on to. And then the last part, what are we holding fast to? Let's cover that. Number one, we just went over it, integrity and innocence. Walking blameless before God, think of that. Number two, righteousness. What's right before God? Number three, doctrines and commandments he's given us, not the traditions of men. Number four, traditions given in the New Testament word. Same thing, doctrine and instruction. Number five, what is good? The world knows what's evil, compromised, sinful. Tells us, the Bible tells us, hold fast to that, what is good. Number six, sound words. That's good doctrine. Faith and love in Christ that will keep us by the Spirit. That's what we're to hold fast to. Seven, the Word. That's Jesus, the Word made flesh, the Word of God, the instruction. Eight, our confidence as the house of God in Christ. We are the house of God in Christ. We hold fast in that confidence. Number nine, our profession, our testimony in Christ, who's our high priest, and we can boldly go to the throne and ask for help and God's grace in the time of need. That's what we're to hold fast to. 10, hold fast to the doctrines that they've learned, not false doctrine. 11, commanding the bodies to hold fast to doctrine, Jesus said, not to sin. Don't defile their robes. Keep them pure. And lastly, 12, hold fast to our faith, our testimony, the brethren, holiness, obedience, truth, the gospel itself, who is Jesus Christ via the Spirit. That's what we're to be holding fast to, saints. So if you remember, I said earlier, I have to take a drink here. I said earlier, remember, people say, well, why does he always hold to that stuff? Truth, doctrine, holiness, the instructions in the word, obedience. I just read you the verses that tell us to hold fast, and I gave you all the application and the context. of what we're supposed to be holding fast to. It's all about truth and doctrine, the gospel, the faith, the brethren, which goes with what you have. He's talking to the bodies. And holding fast to Christ himself, not the world, not our flesh, not pagan holidays, not man-made traditions, not family that's outside of the truth of God, not anything that separates us through vain philosophy and deceit. All these things we're supposed to hold fast to. And this will help us overcome our flesh, right? Walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the deeds and lust of the flesh. This will help us overcome the world. This will help us overcome all the people around us. And if we look and we see what the Word of God says about what to hold fast to, it's really easy to understand why a blood-bought, Spirit-filled Berean, that's found in Acts 17, using the Word of God is going to hold fast to all those things I just described to you. The doctrine, the truth, the holiness, the body, leaving the flesh, leaving the traditions of men, and hold on to it with a grip, with a firm tightness, with a readiness of mind, as it says in the area where it talks about the Bereans. And holding fast to all those things, throwing out the denominational philosophies, mindsets, and anything, as it says in Hebrews 3, that will cause us to be swept away by the deceitfulness of sin. So I hope this teaching encouraged you what we should be holding fast to, how to hold fast to it. We can all encourage each other in it. And if we put away those things that are not good, pure and true, lovely, worthy, noble, it helps us to focus on that which we should be holding fast to, the truth, the doctrine, true brothers and sisters, things of the Spirit, Christ himself and the Word. He is our Word. And this will carry us through to endurance, as he mentioned in the book of Revelation. Those who overcome are going to receive at the end when he comes back. And those days are coming. Time is getting short. And via the Spirit and via the truth. And this is all, I need to sum this up here. This is all for people that are born of the gospel. If you listen to this, test yourself. Have you come to faith in Jesus' shed blood and his resurrection? Have you repented of all sin in the world and false religion and your flesh? Have you been born again by the Spirit of God because he sees a willing vessel? Are you striving for the kingdom of God in holiness and obedience? And are you enduring every day? That's the gospel to eternal life. Those are the people that are going to hold fast. And they're the ones that are going to make it. If you're a false convert, if you're just religious, if you're not grabbing hold, holding fast to the things of God, like a life rope pulling you out of the quicksand, you are not going to make it. And so study the Word of God. Ask God for wisdom and knowledge, courage and strength. Make sure you're born of him. And that Spirit, as the scriptures I just shared with you, will carry us through. And we can go before the throne of God boldly, asking for grace and help because of what Christ has done. So that's my admonition to you, saints. Hold fast. Hold fast to the Word of God. Let us know how we can help you do that. I appreciate your time listening today. This audio will be under the Fellowship Audio area at don'tperish.com. So you can go back and listen to it. You could share it with others. And you can test what I have taught there. Go back to those scriptures. Read the scriptures and chapters around them. It's very edifying when we see what the Word of God tells us that we should be holding fast to. So thanks again. Thank you for your time. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com and go to the teaching blog. For those of you that don't know, that's where a lot of our teachings reside. Until next time, I'm just going to say, hold fast, ye saints of God. We love you in the Lord. May God be praised.